This episode of Fermented Adventure the Podcast features Jasenia and Armando of La Fricatona. It's a food truck that's serving authentic Puerto Rican cuisine with their own flavor. Be sure to reach out to Jasenia and Armando and La Fricatona and let them know what you thought about the podcast. Cheers! Ladies and gentlemen, craft spirit enthusiasts, and those interested in the intoxicating world of craft distilleries, cideries, meaderies, wineries, and the occasional foray into breweries. It's Rich Shane, and welcome to Fermented Adventure, the podcast, where we bring you the fascinating people that are making the mash, fermenting, distilling, bottling, pouring, and delivering to you some of the finest libations in the world. Before we get started, here are a few housekeeping items. Thank you for bringing the podcast into wherever you are and whatever you're doing. We truly are grateful that you have chosen to listen and make us part of your day. It would mean the world to us if you left a 5-star review. This helps us climb in the rankings, and it makes it easier for others to find us. Don't hesitate to leave us your comments as well. If the podcast didn't meet your expectations, tell us why. We're always striving to improve. You can find us at fermentedadventure.com. We are on Instagram and Facebook as Fermented Adventure. Email us at fermentedadventure@gmail.com. All right, FA Nation, let's meet our guests. She's Jasenia. He's Armando. I'm Rich Shane. This is Fermented Adventure, the podcast. Jasenia and Armando, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for carving out some time in your really busy day, your really busy schedule. We are going to talk La Fricatona, and that is a food truck. So first thing, how did La Fricatona get started?
Well, we used to have work in a place in Puerto Rico on restaurant. My family owned restaurants and kiosks near the beach over there. So, you know, that was when we moved here, that was something that we had in mind that we wanted to do a restaurant over here. Never came through our mind like doing a food truck after like a couple of years. And then that's pretty much how, you know, she's the one that started doing all the work for, you know, like get everything ready and going.
Yeah, so his family worked in Puerto Rico. They all did restaurants. They did, like he said, we had a kiosk on the beach. I started working there with them when I moved over there. We moved back with our first child when we came back here. He was actually a truck driver. And then I was out of my, I used to work for a company doing taxes. So I decided, I was like, okay, it's time. We need to do this now or never. I looked into restaurant and we overweighed like the pros and cons of having a restaurant versus another route. So I looked into a small kiosk in like malls and stuff like that. And then somehow it just popped up, food truck. And I'm like, okay, you know what? There's where we're going. So we went versus food trucks or trailer. And we chose a trailer for many reasons that at that time was good for us. And then we started up. The hardest thing was finding a name for it at first. We didn't know what name to give it. So we went back and forth for a while, and we came up with La Fricatona, which is also a Puerto Rican a song in Puerto Rico that a lot of people know. So we checked if the name was available and if we could use it, and we actually got it for the truck.
Okay, so I have two questions from what you said. Number one, what does La Fricatona mean?
I would let him answer that.
All right, so La Fricatona, like she said, it's a song from Puerto Rico. It's a reggaeton song, and which it means pretty much is like, you know, a lady who likes to go out and dancing, you know, like have fun. That's basically what it means.
Okay, now here's my second question. Can you sing some of that song?
She can sing it.
My voice is a little...
You're both pointing at each other at the same time. That is so funny.
It's funny because when we go places that people know the song, they have blasted it on when we're there serving. So we get like a, oh my goodness. It's like, see, a moment, you know?
All right. So what you do is, you know, you get, you know, like social media is huge. So what you want to do is you get people at the food truck singing the song with your food, you know, give them a little, hey, if you... if you follow, if you share, if you post, we'll give you a little something, something, right? So I'm always, you know, fascinated by how, especially food trucks and businesses pick out a name, and because that creates an identity. But what I think you said very, you know, what I think you said there, Armando, which is really important, is fun, that this lady likes to go out and have fun. And from the moment that we kind of were enveloped by, you know, that atmosphere of your food truck, we were drawn in and we felt fun. And it was a busy day. We were at the Bacon Fest in Easton. And, you know, that was really cool to find this little family run food truck, which were, you know, you guys are putting out this wonderful family food. You said, Armando, these recipes come from your family, right?
Yeah, it's a combination, like, between my family, you know, also, like, her family, and like, other things that we combine, and, you know, we come up with the plates that we, you know, have in the truck right now. It's like a whole combination. It's really nice, you know, like, the whole thing is... that came up.
But overall, it's Puerto Rican, authentic Puerto Rican cuisine. But we like to add our flavor, a little different hint to it. So we have trays that you might find in Puerto Rico, but won't taste the same because we give it our flavor, our different seasoning. For example, our rice, we try not to put meat in it because we have a lot of people who don't eat meat. Typical in Puerto Rico, you get your rice with your ham. We tend to not do that because we have a lot of people who don't eat meat. So we tend to have our, and it tastes exactly the same. It's just, we remove that aspect of it just to expand and have a more broad customer, you know, come to our business.
Pardon the interruption. Thank you so much for listening to Fermented Adventure, the podcast. Could you do us a favor? Hit that follow button. It makes it easier for others to find us, and it helps us climb in the rankings. Take a screenshot of the podcast, post it, tag us, and let everyone know that you listen to the Fermented Adventure podcast. Now, back to our podcast. For the both of you, is there more of a love of cooking, or is there more of a love of feeding people?
It's both, to be honest, because we love, both of us, we love cooking. Mm-hmm. And it is nice to go to places that, first, like, you know, our customers are like, so, like from everywhere, like, you know, like different, Puerto Rican, national, exactly.
Different race, different nationalities, ethnicities. We have people, like I said, who don't eat, who are vegan, who are vegetarian, who are pescatarian. So we have grown our menu to feed everybody, basically. So we cater to just about everybody. So that's where we're coming from.
Yes, and like so many people comes to us like, oh, I never have Puerto Rican food before. Like I never have mofongo or, you know, maybe one thing from our menu. And they try it and they love it. So that's a good, like that when they come back to you and they tell you, listen, this food was great. What is called? What is the name? You know, like what I tried, it was really good. So that's something that it touches your heart, you know, like, you know what I mean? So it's, you know, it's a little bit of a mix.
Yeah, cause that's why I asked you, because I sense there's everything that you produce food wise. There's a passion. You get into a zone when you're cooking, and even there's a rhythm. And when there's a line and you're taking orders, you almost get in this rhythm, but you're in a zone, you're cooking. And then you get to see the results of people coming back and say, as you said, what was that? How do you pronounce that? Mofo? What is that? You know, look, you had me at mofongo because I've been eating that, and it was introduced to me over 10 years ago by none other than Guy Fieri. And I saw him do an episode on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and had to seek this out. And who's making this? And you find a good, really, really good mofongo, which you're making, and it's heaven. It's going to fill you up. It's soul food. It's Puerto Rican soul food to me. And I think some of that really gets those customers of yours. That creates those repeat customers, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, like you said, it's heaven. It's funny because our daughter, we have her taste all our food, and she'll tell us, this is heaven, Mom. This is not good. This tastes like heaven. So she's 15. We have her on our trip. She helps us out sometimes as well. But yeah, like you said, we get a lot of customers who love our food. They have also reached out to their employers. Their employers have called us. And it's like a word of mouth has gotten us so far this past 2 years. We've only been open for 2 years. And it's been like, we've been, thank God, we've had a lot of work. Every week we have something new. We have events. And it's all through word of mouth. People who actually taste the food. Some of them at first are like, I don't like plantains. I don't like. I'm like, try it. So we'll give them something to try, even if they don't buy at first. And once they try it, it's like, let me have this, let me have that. And it's nice to see.
Yes, we even have some customers that they come to us like, we're not really into food trucks, but when we try your food, like, we fell in love. So now we want to follow every single food truck around.
It's funny. Yeah, we call them like our fans because they follow us. And they are like the best. Like, they'll go anywhere we go, and we travel to different towns and within like
an hour away, you know, from the Lehigh Valley area. So yes,
yeah, and they'll follow us. They'll go. They like it also that we work with breweries. So we work with breweries and a lot of wineries, and people love that because some of us have never been exposed to that. Like me myself, I've never known about that world of breweries and food trucks until we actually got working in our truck. So a lot of people that don't know about it, it calls their attention. So they come to our truck just to see these new places as well.
You know, Jesenia, you said something there that really hit me from a previous guest on our podcast, Sterling of the Flying Dutchman. And your story is you wanted to open up a restaurant feeding people the dishes from your family in Puerto Rico. You weighed the pros and cons and you said, this food truck is better suited for what we want to do. And let's face it, the cost of opening a freestanding brick and mortar restaurant creates some challenges, I would imagine, mm-hmm. versus with what you have, it's an easier entry. There's still challenges, but it's an easier entry. And Sterling talked about that he doesn't see it as a food truck. He sees it as his restaurant. It doesn't matter that it has wheels. It's still a restaurant. And that's the difference. When people say, I believe, they don't like food trucks, it's because there's a mindset to it, but it's also coming from the mindset of those that are providing the food. You see yours as a restaurant. You see yours as every plate that goes over and outside that window as this is something that we put our name to and we represent. And I think that's why that resonates and connects with people. It's so important. And I think that's the standout as to why when people look at the world of food trucks, what they really can recognize with La Fricatona is that it's a restaurant on wheels. It's not a food truck. It's a restaurant. Mm-hmm. It comes to you that gives this amazing, like I said, it's a family heritage. It's creating foods that you talked about that, all right, we don't, you know, we can't feed everybody, but we want to make sure that those that come have options where they can enjoy what we do.
Yes, yes, definitely. That's like my big thing. When we first started, I was very stern, like in the kitchen, because we work all together, like my family, his family, they work with me. I'm my father-in-law. I think you met him on the truck. He works in the kitchen sometimes. So when we're all working together, my thing is if I wouldn't eat it or if I wouldn't feed it to my family, I'm not taking that plate out. Definitely. Like we try to piece it so it looks pretty, but also so it tastes good. And it's, you know, it's worth every penny you're paying for it, basically.
2 years, this has been your adventure. Talk about some of the challenges that you faced in getting things started or just day to day, some of the things that you face that you continue to overcome.
Well, at first it was a lot of challenges. So we were supposed to open 1 year prior to our opening date. And we had everything going. I studied all the laws and regulations in Pennsylvania. We built our truck ourselves. So we bought the trailer And then we built a truck inside. We have stoves, we have ovens, we have a refrigerator, we have freezer in that small area. So we had to take into notice what could be next to what as far as electrical and clear, what was it, the clear gray waters, everything. From that, we got somebody to install our hood system. He basically scammed us. So that was a couple thousand dollars more that we had to spend to take it to Philly. When I had my inspection done, the person never put the cartridge inside our and ¿cómo que se llama eso?
For the suppressor tank. It's something that you pull when there's a fire, and then that shoots the, I don't know what it's called, but the liquid that you know,
turn off the chemical that puts the fire out. Without that cartridge, you don't put fires out.
No. So when the inspector came, everything was not right. And he told me, he said, you know, he scammed you guys. This is not right. This is not, nothing is safe about it. And so we had to go to Philadelphia. We put a couple thousand dollars into that. Finally, we're good to go and start running. And then we find out we have to get different permits for each city, each county. We had to pay for different events, which we weren't counting on. Some are a couple hundred dollars. And people just think, you know, you go in and no, you have to pay for each event. You have to get inspected for each county, each township, each city. It's all, you know, you have to invest a lot in it. Also, we learned kind of like the bad way, the hard way, how to remove our oil out of our tanks because we would leave the knobs open. We fry on our food truck. So we would leave it open and we had spilled oil everywhere. So at first it took us a while. And it was supposed to be just me and my nephew running it. He was still a truck driver. And I turned out when I opened it, I was 8.5 months pregnant. So I had my fourth child, and then I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this and this and deal with everything? And then he decided to join me and he left his job. So this is our full-time job.
Yes.
So it's either we make it work or we make it work.
I love that. I mean, it's family. It's everybody coming together and just doing this. And you recognize, look, you're never going to release that oil again that way, right? That's not going to happen. You know, it's people don't realize when you know, they come to the food truck and all that goes into just to get you there that day. It's making sure you have the food, making sure you have the plates. I thought you got the plates. I thought you got the plantains, you know, all those things. I thought we had another box. It's sitting back on the counter somewhere, right? I mean, I'm sure you've had these situations in these conversations, haven't you?
All the time. It gets like, and then it's family. So it's like, you know, it's worse because then if you're having like a bad day, you're going to take it on that same person coming home with you. So it's just like every day we have to, you know, okay, this is work. This happened. Let's just keep moving.
Yes, basically that's, you know, how it works. So we learned, you know, so much doing the food truck, like working together, you know, like we have to come to like different conversations, like beginning of the date, like, you know, get things ready at the end of the night, like what do we need, like, you know, for next day, things like that. So
when did you realize that you were, you know, what was the feedback? What were some of those aha moments that you said, this is, you know, this is what we expected, or this is what we had hoped, this is our dream? What were some of those experiences?
Well, first, the first one I would say was, we make our beef fritter. I don't know if you tasted that one, but it's a fritter made out of, it has beef inside, it has bananas, it has taro root, and we deep fry it. So we made that here. It's hard to find like authentic from Puerto Rico. They're like this big over there. Over here, you usually find them small. So when people came to our truck and they tasted it, they're like, whoa, like it's been 12 years since I haven't tasted one like that. Your food takes me back to grandma's house, which is something that I put into my business plan originally. I'm like, I want to take people back to their grandma's cooking, back to Puerto Rico, the island. I want to bring the island to you if you can't go to the island. And that way they also get their, you know, their first taste at our food, which also we like to promote a lot of other restaurants or people that cook Puerto Rican food because we think, you know, people need more of it here. We don't have a lot of restaurants here in the Lehigh Valley that are Puerto Rican. So what I like to do is just basically, you know, cook something. If somebody doesn't know what it tastes like, I give them free samples. And then from there, we go from there. And I've had a lot of people who've never tasted Puerto Rican food, and they tell me, this is the best thing I've ever tasted. So once they tell me that, it's like, whoa. And then this week, for our biggest, like, oh my God moment, was this week. We had a catering event last week for like 850 employees. We were so nervous. We've done big events, but not at all at once or all at this time, you know, coming on. So I had my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my husband, myself, my daughter, my nephew. We all got in a line and we made it work so well that they loved their food, and they actually had us back yesterday for another 500 employees. So things like that are like, oh my goodness, like we are, you know, people like it. So we're getting to what we are thinking, you know, we wanted since day one, basically.
Yeah. Yes.
I see on your social media, you put this box, this plethora, this buffet. It's called Chapiadora. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Yes. What? So we had it before.
What is this?
So La Chapiadora is a sampler box. We had it before.
That's not a sampler box. For many people, that's like the Ponderosa buffet. What goes into that?
So it was smaller, but we decided to bring it back and bigger, only because we know that a lot of people are looking for something more family-sized to have when they come to these breweries, because they bring their kids too. So it's family-oriented. You want something where you could afford it and also feed the family. So
yeah, we came up with this, you know, this box, and it has a little bit of everything for everyone. You know, it has fried cheese that comes with empanadas, or beef fritter, which, you know, like capurria, comes with the plantains, the sweet and the salty ones. It has fried chicken, fried pork, cornmeal steak with cheese inside.
Arepa.
And the coconut flavor arepa. So, you know, we try to throw there, like, you know, like meats for the people that like meats, the vegetarians, vegan. So, you know, we it's everything that we have in the truck. Like, you know, like we can do if let's say if you like just one thing or two things from the box, or you really like those, so you can buy as a side too, you know, and that way people get to try everything. And and like she said, like if they come with the family, three or four people, they buy one of those, you know, they just sit there and relax, eat whatever they want.
And now Chapiadora, so that's another Spanish word. It's basically a woman who likes to mooch off a guy, so who likes to get money or things off of a person, right? So for me, I put that name on the box because for me, it's, you know, this is for the person when you want to take your lady out on a date. She wants everything on the menu and you don't want to spend the money. So Chapiadora, so you give her this, you know. So that's where it came from. We were having so much fun picking out the name, and we thought it just suited it well. So we gave it that name, and it has stuck. Everybody's like, oh, can I get a Chapi? Can I get a Chapiadora? And, you know, and then they start laughing about it. But it's just, at first it was to grab the attention, and now it's like people love it. Like they love it. And then we also have a vegetarian option. So we haven't promoted it now, but the smaller one, we had a vegetarian option. That one brought rice with no meat. It had our bean salad. It had mofongo or mofongo balls. And then it had our empanada, like a pizza empanada, only cheese. So we do that. We also have that one as an option for vegetarian or vegan options as well, we have.
So I thought that name meant we knew you were coming, because if you cannot choose from the menu and you want a lot of those things, now you said, you know, the guy that mooches off of. I mean, it's almost like when Dawn and I go to these things, we make sure that one orders one and one orders the other, because we can't choose. And yeah, then this provides us an opportunity, I guess, to mooch off of each other. I never saw it that way, but thank you. I love your options, and I love that you're always thinking about, again, how can we serve and provide this take on what we do to as many people as possible?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Like the we have another plate. We call it the dembow. So it's basically a basket made out of plantain, an edible basket.
That's what Dawn had.
Yes. And that one, we, so that was one of the plates that when we opened the food truck, we were going to have on the menu. But we actually didn't start that until like a year later. Because at the beginning, we were like adapting everything on the menu, like, you know, the whole process, like how to do everything, the time, because that's another thing, like, you know, it's a food truck, so you want to get stuff out there ready, like, you know, pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like in our menu, some of the things like the mofongo, it might take like 10, 15 minutes. So it's not like a regular food truck that, you know, food come out in like 2 or 3 minutes. So the dembo, it gives us the chance to have it ready, pretty much, like have it pre-made, so that way when the customer come and they ask for it, we can serve that, you know, in like 2 or 3 minutes. And it's something like it's really good. It's has plantain, so you know, it's like something that Puerto Rican love, and everybody, you know, a lot of people like plantains, and it was a must have on our menu too. So, you know, and she came up with that idea, you know, of having that and like for the event, like kind of like the Bacon Fest, like have that as a main dish, you know, like everybody comes and they get it with different choices. Like you can get it with, you know, fried pork, with chicken, with the triple meat, with shrimps, some
bean salad.
Some people get it with bean salad. So you can put whatever you like in there. You know, even if it's just fried cheese, there you go.
I saw a very large hog on your social media. You do that too?
Yes, we do. So we just did one a week ago.
Yes.
For our anniversary. We had our second year anniversary.
Yes. So that's something that's real typical in Puerto Rico for most of the time for Christmas time, but you can do it anytime during the year. And so it was something that we were, like, you know, we wanted to have in our menu like all the time, but it's hard because with all the things that we have going on, it takes a lot of time to prepare everything. And you know, we do it on the charcoal, so we have to always keep an eye on it too, so it won't get burned. It's a process. And people, they love it. Like, you know, every time we do it, they really enjoy it, and they, you know, we get our compliments.
I'll tell you, from the photos, Armando, it looked delicious. It really, I mean, I could smell it through the picture, and I'm thinking. So, you know, when you start to think of, you taught me something. Again, this is how I learn. And by meeting people where you're doing these family dishes, I wasn't aware that, you know, this would be something that, you know, for Christmas time or it wasn't something I was aware of. So seeing that you do this becomes, wow, mind blowing. They even more stuff that you do. What are some of the other, you know, somebody wants to do catering events and have you come, like you said, to that business or to their house. What are some of the other options that, you know, people may not know about that you can do?
All right. So the part of Puerto Rico that we're from is from the coast. So, you know, we are right next to the ocean and we work a lot with seafood. Like we have so many dishes with include seafood like fish, octopus, conch, everything pretty much. And we love to work with that type of food also. So a lot of, you know, a lot of the menus, the catering's menu that we have, you know, we include like a salad, like some type of seafood salad, or even the rice with the seafood, like a paella. We have, you know, like stuff that it comes from the island with Creole sauce or garlic sauce or just in the grill. We try to, you know, include everything that we know pretty much, like the hog on the stick.
We do stuff that's like typical for here. So we've done catering events where we have people who say, you know, we're gonna have kids. Let's leave them the hot dogs and hamburgers. So we do hot dogs and hamburgers as well. We do chicken skewers. We do mashed potato. Our mashed potato from Puerto Rico has a lot of things in it. So it has onions, sometimes eggs. It has peppers. Sometimes they don't want it with that. So we'll do regular mashed potato with maybe a side of gravy and chicken, corn. So we have done Christmas meals that are just consist of mashed potato, que lo otro, este, pork.
We have everything.
So, you know, it varies. We do a lot of, basically we cater, like I like to say, we cater to your event. We make a menu exactly for what you're looking for. If we can do it, we'll tell you we'll do it. If we can't do it, we'll definitely redirect you to another food truck, because we have done that before as well.
Yes.
You know, we have a lot of fellow food truckers who also need to work, and you know, they do great food, but if we don't know how to do it, we'll send you that way. And then go
and,
from there.
And we try, whatever dish we prepare, we always try to put the Puerto Rican flavor in it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the Puerto Rican style, or the sazon, you know, whatever you want to call it. Like every time we do something, we try to do that twist where it's going to be what you want, but with a little bit of our flavor or style.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a very big catering menu. So, like I said, we usually ask the customer, what do you want or what are you looking for? And then we build the menu out of that. So,
speaking of what are you looking for, we're heading into December. Where can people find you at some upcoming events? Anything that stands out right now you can share where people can find you?
Well, so this week we're going to be at, we're going to have, you know, Christmas tree lighting in Albertus. We're going to be a couple of breweries around the area. Some of the festivals, like we're still working on that right now. So for the weekend of the 10th, we're going to be in Bethlehem in a brewery called Seven Sirens. And we're also going to be in Sherman Street in Allentown. It's a brewery that we work with them a lot. Then, you know, for Christmas, around like the Christmas weekend, before the Christmas weekend, we're going to be at Lost Tavern and Three Little Birds and Rising River in Macungie. For Christmas weekend, we're not going to open for the public. We're going to have private events. And for the end of the year, also, we're going to be doing some private events. But yeah, for like the public, we're going to be open like at least until mid-December.
So for people that want to find you, people that want to follow you, definitely find you on your social media where you're posting where you're going to be and how people can find you. What are those social media handles, as I say, so people can find you on social media?
So we work a lot on Instagram and Facebook, and you can find us on Instagram as La Friquitona LLC. It's La Friquitona LLC. And then Instagram, we have our main account, which is La Friquitona LLC as well. But right now we lost access to it.
No,
so the Facebook one, we lost access to that one. And we're using, it's called La Friquitona Backup. That's what we're using for now.
How many backups are there? It's look, you're running your business. You're ordering your food. You're scheduling, events. The last thing you need is to deal with the hassle and the headache of the social media. And the one thing that always gets lost is somebody, you know, hey, we should be taking pictures of the food. We should be taking pictures of the event.
Yes.
And you got to keep up on it, because it's just the way it works on how to continue to get people out. Do you have a website?
So not yet. We're actually looking for somebody to help us build our website. I started it, but then we opened and everything just boomed from there. So
yeah, it's a lot.
All right. I'm going to shout out Laura Dombrowski. They were actually friends of ours, Laura and Woody. They were actually people that dined with us when we were at Bacon Fest. Laura does websites. So she can most likely help you. If she's not able to, she can direct you to. So here on the podcast, Laura Dombrowski, we're going to put you guys together. Hopefully she can help you with that website. Here's my question for where you are now, 2 years into this. When you dream, when you're kind of like just, you get home and everything's put away and you give that big what would you like, where do you want to be in like the next 5 years?
The next 5 years, you know what, we're debating that part because we want to grow, but we are taking it like easy. We're trying to, right now, our main focus is like what's going on right now and learning. Like every year we try different events, like the Bacon Fest. It was something new for us. It was the first time we were there. So as of now, I think we're just concentrating. We're concentrating on what we're doing now.
You're raising your family too, right?
Yes. So that's what I was going to say. We're very cautious. You know, we have four little ones. So we're very cautious to what our next move is. We are looking to expand. We're just looking which way we're going to go. Be it another food truck, be it brick and mortar. We're not sure yet. We do have a lot of things planned, but we're one of those people that say, let's not talk about it until it happens, because it happened before where we went ahead of ourselves. But right now, we're just trying to learn, you know, like you said, learn, see which events are willing to work with us, which are not. And then hopefully also take some time for family, because this year has been a lot of work. So it's been work every day, Monday through Sunday. So we're trying to split up, you know, the time. So next year, definitely, don't be surprised if we have another truck or something like that. We have so many plans and we have so many stuff we want to put on our truck that we currently can't because it's so small, which we will have to eventually grow some way. We're just not sure yet which way.
So La Fricatona, if you're in the Lehigh Valley area, I mean, you're not too far from New York. You're not too far from Philadelphia. You're not too far from Reading. You guys are in the center of it. And we were just up for Christmas City in Bethlehem, the Chris Kindle Market. There's so much going on. I mean, you've got Peeps Fest coming up in the area at the Steel Stacks. Easton has a lot of stuff going on through the year. This is a place to discover. So if you're within a short driving distance, New York, you know, Philadelphia, definitely find out where La Fricatona is going to be. Your stomach's going to thank you. Your mouth is going to thank you. And I think that one of the things we met you, I said, I can't wait to speak more in detail. I want to learn how you started this endeavor. And, you know, we talked a little bit because I asked you, Armando, you know, how did all this get started a little bit? And you talked about family recipes. So definitely it's something you want to visit. Now, this is Fermented Adventure. So I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, are there like things you enjoy imbibing in when you're not working the food truck, drinks that you prefer to make? Are there traditional cocktails that you enjoy?
Yes. So right now for the season, we drink our coquito, which is right here. You know what coquito is?
It's a festive. It's the festive drink for the holiday. It's coconut, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's almost like eggnog, but with coconut. No eggs for us. Some people do add the eggnog, and it has alcohol. But we can't sell it with alcohol, so we sell it without alcohol. But he likes to prepare it. He's the one that makes it.
Yeah. So you know, for the holidays, you want to enjoy something a little bit sweet after your meal. That's the way to go. The coquito and add some rum to it, and that's it. We like to, enjoy our the breweries that we go to. And like, for example, we got here a bottle from Sherman Street Beer in Allentown. You know, I'm a beer guy, so I like beer. I enjoy beer. She has wine bottles. Like, we got bottles here from
Cellarbees.
We got here Cellarbees.
They've been a guest on the podcast, and we're big fans of Cellar Beast. Absolutely.
Yeah, I usually don't drink, but when I do, I like their wine. I love Cellar Beast wine. It's really good. Like the distillery. So when we go to the distilleries, I like to have their drinks. I taste just about everything that's on there sometimes. But I, like he said, he's more of a beer drinker. I'm more like a drinks or, you know, like a wine girl.
Look, wine, you mentioned
oh, yeah,
wine. You mentioned wine and distilleries there. I mean, you've got plenty of them in the Lehigh Valley area. Sounds like some of them you're serving your food at. So that's a huge enhancement to what these great people are already putting together.
And we pair things. So for Coquito, we don't sell it with alcohol. We have some of our breweries. They actually mix and sell it with whatever they're selling. So they create a cocktail with our Coquito. So it's nice to work hand in hand with them. I love it. Like, it's the craziest thing because we matched in our food to their drinks. So our Cellar Beast is one that likes to do a lot of wine pairings. And that's something that we're working with them. We were going to do one last year, but we're still working. So hopefully in the future, that's something you guys can look forward to. We're going to do a wine pairing with Cellar Beast Winehouse again, Marla.
Yes. And, you know, like she said, it's so something that it's new for us. Like, we were not aware of this whole world of the breweries, distilleries, and wineries. And now that we're in the food truck business, we start learning all that. We're like, wow, like, how come we didn't know about all this, you know?
And I was like, and you can bring your kids, what, your dogs?
Yes.
You know, what do we do on a weekday? And sometimes we're off and we just stop by one of these places with the kids and, you know, we're there the whole day. Rising River, we go there in the summer with the kids and they love it.
And they do a lot of things, fun too, like some of them do bingo night, do trivia, they do a video game, like retro video game. And, you know, they do so much things that it's, you know, like a different world. Like I said, like we didn't were aware about this.
This is why for the two of you, we should take this podcast and play it for the New Jersey legislature. And help relax some of those laws in New Jersey, because it's almost as if somebody built a wall to where you are for you can't do what you can do in Pennsylvania in New Jersey. And as they hopefully relax those laws, that'll give you more opportunity to share the love and the food and your family with everybody else in the world. I'm telling you, you are two wonderful people. Thank you so much for sharing everything that you do. I know it's hard. Four kids, you know, sometimes it's a struggle, but what really comes out is this passion that you both have, this real level of joy that you provide for people. Thanks for being a friend of Fermented Adventure. We can't wait to catch you at the next event and see you. And I'm going to Chapiadora. I'm going to mooch. So that's what I'm doing.
Perfect. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Have an awesome day.
Thank you, too.
Thanks, you, too.